Okay. I hereby call this meeting of the Committee on Legislation to order. We are in the presence of a quorum with Legislator Williams, A. Legislator Rogowski, M. Legislator Harkham, P. and Legislator Burroughs, G., as well as myself. Public Works will be joining us shortly. I'd like you to realize that we have a 1:30 time for conclusion of the business, which is the issue of abolishing the Department of Transportation. And Commissioner, if you would bring us up to date on where we are and any issues that were left outstanding.
We modified the legislation with law to reflect some of the comments from the committee, one of which was to name the department, Department of Public Works and Transportation, so there's continuity with the transportation name in terms of outside funding sources. And then the appropriate legislation was modified to reflect that. Other than that, there's been no significant changes from what we discussed at the last committee meeting last Monday.
Thank you. For the record, by the way, I forgot to ask you and your associate to put your names on the record.
John Chu, Public Works.
We're on a public tape and it gets posted within 2 hours, so people would like to know who's there. Eventually, we'll begin
and
with
that. And Tammy's actually here for the eminent domain, so she's not a non-entity.
Is it eminent domain the one we have to get on the blue sheet?
Yeah. I thought it was transportation. What doing?
No.
Blue sheet.
Blue sheet. All right.
Tammy Altshuler, Law Department.
Excuse me. Let's talk about eminent domain after all. All right.
It's not the large eminent domain. It's just for the crane.
All right. The matter is before us is a resolution to set a public hearing.
Correct. What I've left on each one of your brochures is a two-page summary. The top page reflects the eminent domain issues of right-of-ways acquisition status, which lists where we are today in terms of which parcels have been identified, where we are in the appraisal process, and the fact that we need this process to follow through. What Tammy will discuss is the process that we're following is a state process. We are getting significant federal funds. The second page summarizes where we are in the design phase, the letting schedule, the apparent appropriations at this point that we'll need, and the bonding that needs to be in place. As we indicated previously, this project is one of the largest roadway projects we've undertaken in the last 20 years. The Crane Road Bridge, as you know, is situated near East Chester and Scarsdale. It cuts the Bronx River Parkway essentially in half. We have gone through the entire procurement process with the feds. The project right now is estimated to be around $50 million, of which the bulk of the funding will come from federal and state sources. This process of right-of-way acquisition is something new. Typically, on a state project of this size, they will perform the right-of-way acquisition, but because it's considered, quote, a local project, we, the sponsors, had to undertake the right-of-way acquisition issue, of which Tammy was the attorney assigned from our contracts division to follow through with this, and she can take it from here.
Basically, the state and federal highway administration have a lot of rules and regulations that they require us to follow through with because of the funding that's involved. And one of those is the state New York State Eminent Domain Procedure Law. There are 8 parcels of property involved, 4 of which are owned by Scarsdale, 4 of which are owned by a private entity known as Midtown Track Adventurers. They took over ownership through a deed in 2006 from the railroad companies. They're somewhat not responsive. They don't really get back to us when we call them and reach out to them. So it's somewhat difficult because we're trying to make it move along smoothly, but find that we might have to actually go through the full eminent domain procedure against them, condemnation proceeding. So in any event, the first part of this whole process is to have a public hearing, which is what is before your honorable board at this very moment. It is just a resolution to set a date and hold the public hearing. Once the public hearing is held, should there be any, issues that come up at that, we would address them at that time. But then after that, findings and determinations are made and presented to your board for adoption and approval. And the procedure then after that is to come back to you with appraisals that have been undertaken for the properties for you to look at and set the compensation for the properties, and we go forward. We've been in discussions with Scarsdale all along. Scarsdale's amenable to the situation, knows that the bridge needs to be done, has been working with the county, right?
Yes.
And shouldn't be an issue. So we're hoping to get to that point. Scarsdale's on board. We don't know about Midtown Trackers. They're somewhat of a loose cannon, and we'll go forward from there.
Midtown Tracking is the holding company for a lot of the railroad possessions up and down this corridor. In similar projects in New York City, they've had to go through the entire condemnation procedure because they don't respond. So we just go through the process, we get a price, we actually just take over the property, send them a check, and we're done. We do not expect a response from them based on their previous track record in other similar cases in New York City where they've owned property, railroad property, where the city needed it for various projects in the city. So we expect to go through the whole eminent domain process.
You're not aware of any litigation that's ensued?
No, no. It's strictly they have a lady who answers the phone. And so she answers the phone, she goes through the process, she gets a check, she deposits, she's done. There's going to be no adversarial except that they don't have a staff to either to even consider this.
When I spoke with the State Department of Transportation, they told me that we would probably wind up in this scenario with Midtown Trackage because that's where they wound up with their other projects.
Mr. Hart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So just to clarify for my edification, we're talking about municipal property and property owned by this Midtown Trackage.
Right.
We're not talking about anyone's personal homes here.
No.
None of that stuff.
No.
Okay. All right, thank you. Do we happen to know if Midtown Trackage is a publicly or privately owned company or any of that stuff, or is that irrelevant?
It's I would say it is a private company. I can double check and go back. I do have that information. It's just slipping my mind.
It'd just be interesting. I don't think it's germane to
company.
Passage. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Peter wants to know what other property they have in their name.
he's investing. He's investing.
There you go. They won't oppose what.
On the matter, then, of this resolution, is there any other comments? We need the Committee on Public Works to join us, which is going to happen shortly.
This item is not in Public Works.
No. It's not in Public Works?
No.
Do we need Public Works? Because we would have to set
fair
up
enough.
All
right.
Have to set a public
then I will accept a motion on this matter.
So moved.
Second. If I may.
Yes, then we'll have moved by Mr. Harkham, second by Mr. Rogowski, Mr. Chairman.
No, just to iterate what he says, I think your committee would need to refer this if necessary in order to
set a public hearing.
That's
really the key here, because if we go through the whole eminent domain process with the Midtown Tracking, we think it's going to take 8 months, which would put us right at the window where we have to bid this project.
All right.
Thank you.
I called to the committee of Public Works. And I'm not sure if we could do this verbally because both chairmen are here, that the Public Works Committee accept this item and place it on the agenda for a vote.
Do we have a quorum?
Yeah, we do. So at this point, I will receive the recommendation from Chairman Burton, the item, and place it on the agenda. I listen to the discussion, and per the recommendation of the commissioner, I would also offer this item for a vote in Public Works, Transportation, and Labor Park.
So moved from Public Works.
Moved by Mr. Rogowski.
Second for Public Works.
Second by Ms. Williams. Now, Mr. Chairman.
Any other comments by members of the Public Works Committee?
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. So the timing is what begins this?
The timing of the entire project is in the back page. I listed all of the critical milestone dates of this project. We need to go out and we need to secure and bid prior to the end of federal fiscal year 2011, which is September 30th of 2011, and we are on track to do that.
So the question again is, I mean, because this did come up, you know, that we needed to do this for tonight's meeting as opposed to the 20th meeting. So
right. We expect that with the response that the Midtown Trackage has expressed in other similar projects along this corridor, we will have to go through the whole eminent domain acquisition. And that, typically in New York City, is taking 8 months. So that's why we need the board to act now, because in order to get this thing out to bid, the state will not let us bid until we've gone through this process. So we feel it's very critical now so that we preserve our 40-plus million of federal and state funds to make sure that this thing gets done, assuming the worst-case scenario, which is that we go through the whole eminent domain process. So we think this will take us right into July, which we have to bid this project in. Which is why we asked the board for consideration of moving this along and setting a public hearing date at this time, as opposed to waiting for the end of November and then the holidays, and, you know, it gets to be really, then we're playing really with critically that extra month or so, which we don't really want to spend the bottle on that.
And again, Mr. Chairman, since I know that we are planning and plotting for a meeting that is next week on Monday, on the 15th, as well as the 20th. It's just a question on the eminent domain. Anytime you hear eminent domain in anything, you know, people start going buck wild. And to look at it and see that it was asked for as an emergency item on today's agenda, without maybe the notice that would be necessary for whatever people that might have concerns about it, notwithstanding the issue that you're referring to.
Right.
I'm not even sure how it mixes in with the legislation that was proposed by the board that, you know, that we were going to set a public hearing on. I believe it's set in tonight, on that whole eminent domain project. I'm not even sure how they link together, to be honest.
Can I chime in?
Of course, please.
Just, you were not here.
I'm sorry.
No.
He's channeling legislator.
I think this is very relevant. New York State, because of the federal funding that's involved and the state funding that's involved, New York State requires, state DOT, that we follow the state's New York State eminent domain procedure law. If we don't get the funding. It puts it all in jeopardy. So that's part of the issue for driving this. And we know that the time frame within which to get this started is... it's going to take a long time, this whole procedure. So we don't want to run out of time at the tail end and then lose out on the funding, and that's why we're...
Right, but keep in mind that the two entities that have been identified as the Village of Scarsdale, which we've met with them on numerous times to negotiate, so they're fine with it. And the other one is basically the Holy Company for the Railroad, which is just an entity. So there's no private properties involved, there's... It's strictly a procedural thing. We don't expect a lot of people to show up at the public hearing, but we need to go through the documentation and put closure to satisfy the state process.
And one last question, Mr. Chairman. And when did we realize? Because we got this on Friday, right? Friday afternoon to ask. Friday is when I saw it. Right. Friday.
No.
It was committed to committee.
It was submitted to committee, but there was a request on Friday afternoon for us to do this.
Well, what happened was it was submitted to committee sometime in October, and I guess with all the other priorities, it sort of got lost, and then we asked George to see if we could move this along by virtue of the fact that we're running out of time, and I don't want to start jeopardizing federal funds that soon. So Katie spoke to John, and John was receptive to putting on today, and so that's where it went. So, yeah, it's been... in the administration's hand, it's been ready, prepared by Tammy sometime in October, so it's been...
So it came on our agenda with it, Mr. Chairman? Mel? When did it come to our agenda?
The last meeting. October 22nd.
So it came the last meeting?
I think so.
And Mr. Chairman, just through you to Commissioner, and certainly to the administration as well as here, certainly, I mean, you know, we can find out that we have time frames that are of concern, you know, a lot faster than the Friday before the meeting to have, because, I mean, we need to have one public works agenda to be able to put on, and certainly in all due respect for the process that the administration has asked us to follow, that when we have those things happen, that certainly we have a process here that should funnel through, that would help hit the committee coordinator, and then we'd be able to address the issue. Notwithstanding that, Mr. Chairman, that was the end of my questions. Thank you.
Okay, that's good, because we have 3 minutes to make conclusions.
I think we have another concern from Mr. Agassi.
Yeah, just very quick, just to respond, Kenny. These are like 8 or 9 parcels, Kenny, that are very small. They're in the right of way of the parkway. These are public projects. I mean, relative to our other legislation that's pending, these are public purpose roads. They're small parcels, several hundreds of square feet. And frankly, the past administration came down many times, and we accommodated the past administration. But this is a lot. This is tens of millions of dollars. But in terms of our other law, this fits in.
Appreciate that. Mr. Hark.
Will not be affected by the law.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair. I was basically just going to say what the commissioner had said to fill in the chairman on what the parcels were, and then Legislator Rogowski added as well. You know, essentially, the difference between that and the eminent domain law that's before the board is that's taking property and giving it to private developers. Right.
And as Legislator Rogowski said, this is for a public purpose, a public project, and it's public properties, which is why we asked about the private property. So I'm comfortable moving forward on this.
Any other comments by any members for either committee? If not, then if I may, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of both committees, I ask for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries for both committees. We have a time that we want to do this, just for the record. We're tonight going to be calling for a public hearing on the meeting of the 15th or on the meeting of the 20th?
I think we should talk about that.
All right, we'll postpone that till this evening.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Where are we going to discuss?
We didn't do it yet.
A merger?
We need to
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, if I could.
And we need to do the outtake.
When?
John, you're not leaving us, are you?
You got to do DLT.
DOT.
Oh, I thought we were done.
Not so easy.
Mr. Chairman, can I slip one in, especially given it as quick as it is? I know people asked me to follow up with Mr. Stout on his waiver request, and I did prepare a note after speaking to Mr. Stout. I'm sorry, this looks like a typo that you'll speak in, right? But Mr. Stout is serving as a part-time executive director, and he states clearly in his cover letter that he's not going to represent any organization before Parks, Recreation, and Conservation or any other county agency that he negotiated with. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I know that was the extent of the question of what his role would be. It's a part-time executive director.
I thought we had asked for the amount of pay.
I think we did ask for the amount of pay, and I think that when we had the discussion, that at least one member asked about the amount of pay, and we said that that's not relevant for because it's not a county agency. If he was working for the county, that certainly we would ask how much somebody that is going to contract for us is going to work. But this is no different than him working for IBM. Whoever else has a contract with us, that would not be.
Are we in agreement that that's accurate?
At least that's.
I see no one dissenting on that point.
We don't ask other people.
We had put over the waiver for Mr. Stout. Is it, I don't know whether we need to vote on that, is the consensus of this committee that we in fact bring the waiver forward at this meeting this evening?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
I hear that. So moved by Mr. Jenkins.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Rogowski. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you very much. Now we can talk. Well. We don't need to blue sheet the transportation department. Let's.
We just did it.
We're taking right. It off the table anyway.
We've
been over.
We were trying to blue sheet Department of Transportation.
We were.
So that the public hearing can go through and I think we all put on.
Then stop that clock.
It's okay.
It's all right.
All right. Let's talk about the Department of Transportation. For those who've arrived late.
And these two, I'm sorry?
Stop, we just did.
Yeah.
This is blue sheet at all.
It's not a blue sheet.
All right.
Okay. Could you reprise your
sure.
Comments of earlier this afternoon?
At last Monday's meeting before the committees, there was some concern raised as to what the ultimate name should be for the department. I think at that point, the consensus was to make it a Department of Public Works and Transportation. And that's what the law department has gone back with the legislation and made references and changes where, in fact, that's the department of record going forward. It would be Department of Public Works and Transportation. In essence, the legislation was written such that the existing budget that's been submitted for transportation for 2011 would just be folded into Public Works. And the economy of scale of savings would be in the management side, as well as the reduced positions that we've already incorporated into next year's operating budget that will be released tomorrow to the board.
Oh, really? How much?
Yes.
Press release is at 11 o'clock.
You had indicated the last time you were here that approximately 36 staff would be reduced?
Yes. The budget for next year for DOT would be 36 individuals.
Reduced?
Reduced to 36.
From?
Yes, from 55.
So the reduction is 19, not 36.
Right, correct.
Oh, okay. I thought I had heard 36.
Right, 36 is the number of positions funded in the 2011 budget.
Okay, Mr. Gaskin.
It's a, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I think the name change is important. People who are coming into the county, looking at the website, want to find information on buses or at the airport, I think they need to see transportation up there, so I think that's helpful. Quick question on the funding. Because this is really, you said you're moving, just moving a paper move in a sense under Public Works. The funding that comes from the airport, my understanding is, I think, a certain amount of dollars went to cover various administrative costs, the commissioner took certain costs from airport. I assume all that will stay in place?
That has been reduced significantly from this year, from the current year. Previously, the DOT used to have four people doing the airport division. Okay. We now have one.
Okay, to the extent those employees are gone.
Correct. Also, for instance, we used to charge off the commissioner's time. We used to charge off the deputies.
Right.
I'm not charging any time to airport, even though I'm going to have the airport underneath me. I just don't think I'd have, need to do that. And therefore, what I've done is reduce the airport expenditure side from the county's chargebacks, if you want to call it.
Well, okay, again, this is not a budget committee, Mr. Chairman, but now that we've elicited this information, it seems to me, because somebody had raised it in my district, and it seems, frankly, appropriate. I always thought it was appropriate to have, since the commissioner, you know, at airport advisory meetings, and the commissioner, Sally, would go around, and so it's, to me, it's appropriate to take some airport money, and so that to the extent that's going, frankly, in the wrong direction. That may be an area we'll look at when we do the budget. I don't know why the administration wouldn't, as long as it's within, you know, reasonable and appropriate and accountable, take some of your salary.
It's a small number. It's a small number.
So some of the employees are left completely. So it just, they're gone, and the airport dollars don't need to cover them because they're not here.
Correct.
But for you and whatever other appropriate numbers might be, it's an area to take a few dollars.
As we have a need to charge, we will. Okay, but some of the costs that were incurred in this year's operating budget are gone.
Okay.
And some of those funds that they had budgeted as an expense to the airport are being used for other worthwhile purposes at the airport. So.
Okay.
But it's a very small number, Marty. But I agree with you. You know, if it's appropriate, charge by school. But, you know, again, we have other grants that we can charge to. I mean, you can only charge a person 100%. You can't charge them 200%.
Right.
So.
You could try.
It wouldn't look good on the books. But no, I understand what you're saying.
All right. So then, any severe concerns on these mergers from the members? Any devil's advocates that want to mention that this is not the direction we should go?
At this point in time, Mr. Chairman, I certainly, since it is my legislation, I would advance us to have a motion to move this to public hearing or for all purposes. For this item.
Sure. All right. Suggested by Chairman Jenkins.
Second it.
Public Works, Parks, Labor.
Okay.
Motion and a second.
And for legislation?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Rogowski, second by Mr. Harkham. Further discussion? For both committees, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is carried and it is on the blue sheet. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, if there are no other business to come before this committee, and I'm gladly reporting that we're not meeting at 4 o'clock. A motion to adjourn Public Works.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
To adjourn the Committee on Legislation.
No, we have MTA mobility. We got a marathon.
That's executive session, isn't it?
The first part of it is, yes.
You also have the minutes.
Okay. If members could read the minutes, we want to do an executive session on this matter. Is this correct?
Yeah.
You don't start.
You can't do minutes.
No, we don't do that inside. But we'll come back. On the MTA.
No.
Am I right? The reason for the executive session, not only?
And you want to write
for the executive session?
They wanted to meet with Bob Mann about the lawsuit.
Is Mr. Mann here?
Yes.
That's not. For purposes of legislation, this committee will.
Are you on legislation?
Yes.
What is the right word? Adjourn or recess?
Go into executive session.
You have to move,
into executive session for purposes of a litigation matter. Therefore, we ask anyone but the legislators and the county attorney and his staff to please leave the room. This
But before you do that, Mr. Chairman, the only thing that we have to determine, and certainly Mr. is here to discuss, which parts would be and not be, because the legislation as is proposed is that we join the Long Island, I guess, Nassau County, Bob, is it Nassau County?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nassau County lawsuit, which is public information. So the question is, when we get to the piece, you have to determine what piece you need to be in executive session. Well, discussion on the legislation itself.
At least in my experience, in an executive session, all sorts of matters that might not technically be executive session material get discussed in the process of executive session. So that when we came out, we could, in fact, deal with non-executive session matters a second time. And that would be my ruling, if I don't know which is the objection. All right.
I can't smell it. Here. It will smell up all the time. It's smelled.
I don't know.
Are both doors closed? Yes, they are. I think that's the appropriate thing to do, that we turn off the recording devices. Okay, the Committee on Legislation is returning from its executive session, which, for the record, we note we went into at 1:40. It is now 2:04. We are on the issue of the MTA commuter tax, a resolution to have the county initiate legal proceedings on behalf of the county against the state of New York from MTA and others in regard to the commuter tax. Mr. Mann, if you could summarize the points of action that this lawsuit contemplates pursuing in this suit, and whether or not it fits with any of the other jurisdictions that have already filed suit.
Well,
this is for the record, because we've dealt with
the adoption of the MTA tax on state constitutional grounds, that there's several grounds in saying that the adoption was not properly completed under the state constitution, therefore the legislation would be invalid. Our claims would be identical to those of Nassau County.
Okay. As a brief summary, that's pretty brief. Yeah. We're doing all right. Now, the sponsor of this legislation are legislators Testa and Nona. Legislator Testa is with us. John, can you summarize from your point of view the reason why you brought this forward?
Yeah, I mean, I brought it forward after seeing the Nassau lawsuit and determining, based on what they had stated as the grievances according to the state constitution and the fairness issue for Westchester County, especially as the other counties and some individual municipalities have also joined in on this, by the way. Yorktown, I know, is being one, and others throughout. The 12 counties that are part of this tax. And with the fact that the county of Westchester already contributes $165 million towards the MTA under various fees, to have this mobility tax of an additional $104 million, which is basically $109 for every man, woman, and child in the county of Westchester, this is not a fair appropriation for the MTA.
How much,
I think,
did you say?
$109. It's $104 million generated from the mobility tax as a whole for Westchester, which equates to $109 for every man, woman, and child who live in the county.
That's pretty concise, too. Members of the committee, any remarks you want to make? Mr. Burroughs?
No.
Mr. Harkin?
As I said before, I think we need to do this. I congratulate both of our colleagues for bringing this forward, and we need to address an unfair funding policy.
Mr. Gowski.
Yeah, it seems to me that the MTA, certainly through its Metro North and into the MTA, certainly plays a role in the economic development of Westchester County, but for the record, we pay through property tax and sales tax and mortgage tax, I believe, and probably any kind of, we pay plenty into the system to support
station
it.
Maintenance fees.
Station maintenance fees. Mm-hmm. It's $25 million property tax right off the top, mm-hmm, that most people don't realize. So whereas the MTA, Metro North, is an important part of our, you know, overall economic development. We pay plenty, and I think this payroll tax is one step too far. I'm concerned, hopefully this case would be successful down the road. I'm concerned that the state, on behalf of the MTA, would simply come after some other way, and whether they call it retribution, or the, you know, instead of fixing the problem, just come back, oh, we lost X amount of dollars in Westchester, we'll come back after Westchester, which they can in many ways. So, but with that concern notwithstanding, today, to Mr. Testa's the proposal, Mr. Noda, we are where we are, and I think we need to fight this lawsuit. So I'm glad to support.
Ms. Myers.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we're not looking at this in any way as a lack of policy support for public transportation, because I think we are very, very dependent and we benefit greatly from public transportation, especially between New York City and Southern Westchester, and then obviously even further. But it is bothersome that Connecticut doesn't have to pay, and yet they too benefit greatly that this subsidizes things like buses in Nassau County, which I was not aware of. Thank you for making that known to me. So I think as long as that is clear, I can see, I think that the focus really is on the way this tax has been levied, essentially, and its unfairness.
Ms. Williams.
Well, I'm in agreement with going forward with the lawsuit or joining Nassau County, because I think that the MTA's method of collecting taxes is rather capricious and unfair to the taxpayers of the county.
Mr. Chester.
I made my statements already, okay. I think.
I will not certainly speak for Legislator Nona, who is the co-sponsor with Mr. Testa of this resolution, but I think it's fairly clear that he also supports this act. And on my own behalf, I would say that I find it, I think I would have joined Legislator Myers had she wanted to put up an even bigger fight on this matter, because I do think that we have to not lose sight of the value of mass transit, and we don't want to, I think, demonize the MTA for the work that it's done. But I also think it's very clear that there are a number of substantive issues that go to its administration as well as the legislature's decision to make this tax come into effect but exclude the state of Connecticut. So I will be fully in support. We have Paul Vitale from the Westchester County Business Council. If you would join us at the table, please. We had invited a number of groups and individuals to come and make statements. Mr. Vitale has taken time out of his day, and is the only one who's taken time out of his day to come and present. So, for the record, Mr. Vitale, would you identify yourself and then your statement?
Yes, I'm Paul Vitale. I'm Vice President of Government and Community Relations with the Business Council of Westchester. We're the largest business organization in the county. We do support joining the lawsuit. We've made it a public policy goal of ours to repeal this tax and fight it in every way we can. We feel it's not in the best interest of Westchester, although we do get benefits from the MTA. We also feel that it's a job-killing tax as far as, because it applies to not-for-profits, government agencies, municipalities, as well as all businesses, regardless of size. And also it casts an uncompetitive environment with the state of Connecticut, because they're not paying the tax, and it seems like we're on the short end of the stick. So we very definitely in favor of joining the lawsuit.
Thank you. Someone suggested in an earlier discussion that the small businesses, as Westchester County has since August, have paid the tax under protest. And I'm wondering if the Business Council has similarly advised its members to pay under protest.
No, we haven't.
Would that be something that would be a wise idea in your opinion?
I'm not sure if it would really make sense if there would be retribution, or sometimes that the government can come after small businesses in other ways. So we're not really that. We're not really that much in favor of doing it under protest, because there might be penalties and things that are added on to it if it's not successful. And most small businesses are struggling as far as they want to take that step.
All right. Thank you very much. And the Business Council is recognized for, as you say, being the largest business organization in this county. And I think your words are very often heeded strongly. Mr. Rakowski.
As long as we have a guest here, can I...
You want to interrogate him?
Well, not
see?
Interrogate, but take the opportunity.
That's the reason why nobody else showed up.
Paul. I'd like to take the opportunity. No, I see Paul around time, and the council does a good job in many ways. I mean, they're very supportive. But I would like to suggest, and only because you are here, I could suggest to the Business Council, I have a larger suggestion built to maybe some other business entities in the county, but I think we all need to, you know, this is sort of an outside issue. We're all here supporting, you know, repeal of the tax. Mm-hmm. But I would just like to urge the Business Council and others to engage the state on the property tax relief. Everybody talks about it. We talked about it, but people, not just the council, comes to this table and says, you know, term limits and cut back budgets, when the real issue is, we're in White Plains, go to Albany, cap Medicaid, early childhood, you know, if the business community generally is concerned about the businesses, which obviously was your reason being, you need to do a lot more at the state level. You can come and yell at us, that's fine, yeah, but you know, we're crumbs of the budget. My message to the business community at large, you need to get on board, stop yelling at us, you know, and go to Albany where the action is. So I just, as long as you're here, I felt like...
I spent enough time in Albany. But
that's where the action is.
Yeah, and obviously...
On the property tax.
Yeah.
Property
tax, with the new governor and hopefully some changes in the Senate, we'll have a different direction in that. In
everybody will it's the last election. Everyone talked about it. Cut back property tax. I like to see it happen. Yeah.
No, I would move to in favor of that.
Thank you.
Any other comments on this matter? If not, may I have a motion?
Motion.
I'm not
a member of the committee, but I will make
Oh, you're not a member of the committee. Mr. Burrow, your motion is accepted. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Harkham. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes with no nays. Thank you very much. Any other business before this committee?
Unless you're serving lunch, it's
Were there minutes? Were there minutes?
There were two items. There was a resolution proposed by John Nona and John Testa, but then there was also an item that came down from the county executive.
Yes.
So which item did you
Oops. Choose? Can you grab the
attorney? Matthew.
The attorney, did he go?
Should we do the minutes while they're gone? We have, it looks like four sets. Four sets of the same minutes.
Because we love you.
We thought you needed books.
I think item 3404 is just an acknowledgement of receiving a correspondence from John and John.
So moved.
So that I was assuming that we were working on number two. I'm sorry, number four. Am I correct in believing that?
Yes.
Number
two. Who wants to join in conversation?
You want another one drafted?
No.
They
got to be the same.
We want to make sure that we voted on the right thing. And is it correct that we did? We voted on item number four. Which
actually, our resolution that we submitted was to direct the county executive
to use
the act. So if the act is the product of that, and therefore yes. Voting on the act, which is what we did, is sufficient.
Okay. Yes.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much, Melanie. I appreciate your keeping us going there. We have a motion to adjourn.
Wait, did we do the minutes?
No. Thank you. I'm in such a rush.
I thought we approved minutes.
Minutes of November 1st.
Do I have a motion?
Move. Second.
Moved by Mr. Burrow, second by Mr. Harkin. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn now, please.
So move.
Moved by Mr. Harkin, second by Mr. Myers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.